Hello there, audio brewers. It's Robert Llewellyn here. I'm walking through what can only be described as a very beautiful winter's day in the UK. It doesn't feel like winter because it's very warm. It's warm for winter. Why do I have to make all these sort of justifications? It is unusually temperate in the United Kingdom at the moment. It's a beautiful, clear day today, which has been unusual. We've had a lot of rain, as everyone who lives here will know. In fact, the record rainfall since records began in the 1700s for December and January. Hence floods, hence misery, hence a lot of quite interesting confusion among the ruling classes. It is unprecedented weather, and it is weather, not climate. It is weather, and it shouldn't be confused with climate. But this year has been the hottest, driest summer in Australia, the coldest winter in the central United States. These are all evers. It's never been as hot and as dry or as cold in certain places in the United States. It's never been as wet in this country. And that is still all weather. But it is weather that is increasing, as we all know. And it's very unfortunate, and I'm a little bit focused on it at the moment, I admit, because I am writing about weather. You may have heard a thundering sound just then. That it was a lurcher dog who decided for some reason to run past me at about 43 miles an hour just to show off. That's Joey the dog. I might put a picture of him on this boo. Next week I am giving the first talk I've ever done to school children, and I'm quite anxious about it, simply because I can remember being at school. Just about, it was back in the olden days when everything was black and white, and having someone come to the school and do a talk, and they were generally such pillocks. And I was at the back with all the bad boys, just thinking, what a tosser, you know. And it's quite a chilling prospect to go and talk to, I think it's quite a few hundred kids. And I'm talking about electric vehicles and the future of transport and energy. That's kind of roughly what I'm talking about. But not really about electric cars, like, ooh, they're really cool and they go really fast. And, you know, it's really more about what I would love children to think about, that the next generation. Which is really to have an understanding of technology and to be literate in technology. And I think that is a really important thing that we all need to do. It should be a kind of core subject. It's not like you have to understand how a mobile phone works, or how an electric motor works, or how a power station works. But you kind of should have a basic grasp of... Oh my God, there goes the dog again. Sorry, I'm in the middle of a big field, and he finds it amusing to run very, very near me. And on two occasions before, he's just, because he's quite young, been a little bit too near, so he's hit the back of my knee and just sent me flying, because it was like being hit by a motorbike. It was very painful for both of us. We both survived. That was quite close that time. Sorry, that sent me off my topic. So, yes, that's what I'm trying to focus on, is technological literacy, in the sense that, you know, we should be able to read and write, do sums. See, that's how good my maths is. It goes as far as do sums. I can do sums and times tables and taking away and some very simple division. And that's about it. That's about the limit of my mathematical skills. But to be technologically literate is important, simply because we need to understand how our world works in order to make decisions about how we want it to work. And that's what I think the most noticeable thing I've learnt from talking to people and listening to people and discussing these topics is the general levels of ignorance about things like, you know, just how fuel works, where it comes from, what we do with it, what it costs in total terms, what it costs the environment, what it costs us in terms of power that we need to use to produce it, all those things, and the way that affects every aspect of our lives: food, water, obviously transportation, heat, light, all those things are very, very tied into that. And that technical... So that's what I'm talking about with technological literacy. So that's going to be my focus. How excited would you be if you were, say, a 14-year-old school child and you sat down in the hall and some old bloke got up that your mum and dad might have watched on telly, but you certainly haven't because he's an old pillock, and he starts talking about technological literacy? It's not likely to get a lot of laughs, is it? Let's be honest. I know what I'll do. I'm not going to record it. Well, I'm certainly not going to record it for anyone else to hear, because it may be a disaster, but I will report back via the boo of the audio after next week when I've done it, and see if I'm just, if there's an audio boo of me in the middle of next week, which just sounds like this, then it won't have gone well. If you have been, thank you for listening. Boo boo.